Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, and I was just saying to you guys off the air that last night I did an event with Investors Bank over at MetLife Stadium, me and Phil. And a number of people wanted me to pass on some messages to a couple of you guys. One is a very nice gentleman, Al, came up to me and said he opened a barbershop in your building. They believe it's your building. Justin's, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
All right, so he wanted me to tell you how proud they are of you being the Matawan man that you are and the hero that you've become. That if you ever need a shave or anything, just go right down at the Justin's and they'd be more than happy to take care of
you. Oh, a hero shave.
Heroes don't pay.
Oh, nice.
That's what I heard.
Wow. Well, welcome to the neighborhood.
Right. So, and they know that you're on the neighborhood watch and on the neighborhood lookout, so they feel very safe there.
Yeah, I do peek in there at night when they're closed to make sure everything's good.
Good, good. All
right. I pick you up right in front of it.
Right in front, yeah.
Right, so everything's good, right?
Yep, everything's good.
All right, so go in and say hello to the folks.
I will.
I met the owner last night. He was a very nice guy, and he thinks that you're in their building. So, yes, you are confirming that you are in the building.
I am in the building.
All right. And then there's a bartender over there at MetLife Stadium that absolutely loves Jerry Recco.
Yeah, great.
Loves Angry Jerry.
Oh, Angry Jerry.
I don't care.
Doesn't like regular Jerry,
Angry Jerry. She loves it. Jerry gets all flustered and gets all like...
Flustered?
Yeah.
When do I get flustered?
Just getting mad and flustered and, you know, the whole thing. And she goes, he makes my day, she says.
Cool. I'm happy to hear that.
I said,
Go F yourself.
See, I would definitely pass that on to you.
I would not say that to her, though.
Right. No, of course you wouldn't.
No.
And then somebody said to me last night that... You and the Time Person of the Year should do a podcast together. You know who the Time Person of the Year is?
I don't.
It's the young lady.
Greta Thunberg.
Yes, who was talking about the climate change.
Climate change at the UN?
UN.
She was screaming and yelling about it. She was so
and
angry.
And sailed across the Atlantic because she doesn't like to fly.
Near something. I don't know. She's trying to say.
No. That's really what happened.
Oh, is that what happened? Okay. Well, whatever. But the fact that you and she could probably do a podcast.
I do a podcast already. I actually do two. I don't think I need to do another one.
Okay.
Now, what's her name? Greta what?
Thunberg.
Yeah.
Greta and Jerry. Or Jerry and Greta. J right. and G. Angry J and G. Be like Angry Birds.
Very good. Jerry, please start the update.
We're brought to you by the Ray Catino Auto Group. Experience Porsche performance all year round in a Cayenne from Ray Catino Porsche and Edison in Porsche Toms River. More baseball news with Anthony Rendon getting 7 years and $245 million from the Angels. While the Yankees are obviously celebrating their deal with Garrett Cole, Aaron Boone did speak about it at the meetings yesterday.
This is a kind of person that... you feel like has all the winning intangibles and makeups, and that's going to have a really positive impact on our organization and on our clubhouse.
So Brody may be looking for the impact guys, but the Yankees got Mr. Impact and Garrett Cole.
Impact creators.
Yes. Here's CC Sabathia, who was on the Tiki and Tierney show on CBS Sports Radio. He says he can relate to this signing, of course.
It's a huge deal. I just remember the first morning I woke up after, you know, I agreed to the deal and it was all over the place and it was just the biggest news. And I wasn't used to that.
No, he certainly got used to it very quickly and then won a World Series. The Yankees hope for the same from Garrett Cole.
I think Andy Pettit had a big influence on this whole thing.
Yes.
You know, he came out. Yep. Said, you can handle this. You can do this. This is all for you. And, hey, I go back to that picture of him in Yankee Stadium holding up that sign.
Yeah.
He's 10 years old. He was meant to do this. This is it. You're here. Let's go.
He's here. Let's go. Mets are signing Michael Wacha, Tanner Roark to the Blue Jays. The Dodgers agree to a deal with Blake Treinen. Now, the Rays a couple of days ago acquired outfielder Hunter Renfroe and a minor league infielder from the Padres for Tommy Pham.
Yeah, and Blake Snell.
Here's Blake Snell, who reacted on Twitch when he saw the news while playing a video game.
We giving Pham up for Renfroe and a damn slap prospect?
Yeah.
That sounds like Snell is drinking.
I think he was chewing tobacco, actually.
It sounds like he's on something.
No, I think he had a big wad in his mouth is what was the problem. But yes, not
big
thrilled.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, a big wad of tobacco, yeah. Pretty much. What's the matter? Everybody's laughing. I don't get it. You never had a big wad in your mouth?
Never.
What is so funny?
No, chew tobacco. Yeah, we're not tobacco chewers, Jerry.
Thursday night football, Jets take on the Ravens in Baltimore. Lamar Jackson loves primetime short week football, especially when it's at home.
How lit up the stadium be. You know, the fans be going crazy. As soon as we get out there, it's like we warming up, and they just going crazy like the game just started. So it'd be pretty pumped. Primetime games. I enjoy it.
It really sounds like you might not play.
Give me a break. It's a spotlight game.
It is a spotlight game. I like that. All eyes on Lamar Jackson and the Ravens.
Game, definitely.
Here's John Harbaugh. Yeah, we're 11-2. Sure, they're 5-8. We will not take the Jets lightly.
They're playing great. I mean, they won 4 of the last 5. That's the bottom line. I mean, when you look at it, that's it. That's what we talked to the guys about. That's all you need to know.
And he says, can't take them lightly because they really have played much better of late. Adam Gase says they'll have their hands full, but it's not just Lamar Jackson. Look what they do on the other side of the ball as well.
Got a good defense. Got a lot of good players, and they're executing what he wants them to do, and they're playing aggressive, and they're playing off the offense. Like, all three phases are playing well off each other.
Jets 5-8, Ravens 11-2. The Giants haven't won a game in months, like legitimately months. I think the Mets have won more recently than the Giants have. They played it, right?
Yeah, you're right about that.
Giants take on the Dolphins on Sunday. Pat Shermer, not concerned about Daniel Jones hurting himself. If he can play, Daniel Jones.
Oh, Jones.
Did I say something wrong?
No, I thought you said, I didn't know.
Jerns. Yeah, I think it was Jerns. That's okay.
Well, that's okay.
It happens.
You okay? Did you work last night? You had Rutgers, Wisconsin last night. That's right. Did you sleep at the couch?
No, the game was at home.
Oh, it was.
It was at the rack.
They won last night, right?
They did.
Good.
It was a good night.
Who's coaching Wisconsin now? Do you know?
Greg Gard. I better know.
You better know.
Did the game last night.
I may not remember the score, but I do know that. Here's Jones. He says the ankle is coming along, and Shermer says if he can play, he's going to play.
I feel good. I think I'm healing quickly, and just got to keep doing what I'm told to do in the training room and try to get back out there as quick as I can.
Now, on another note, Janoris Jenkins was tweeting at a fan during practice, though he wasn't practicing, and that didn't go well. Shermer did say afterwards he should not be tweeting during practice, whether he's practicing or not.
Was that the tweet during practice where he used the word he wasn't supposed to use?
Correct.
I didn't even realize it was during practice, too, on top
of it. Yes, that was when practice was starting.
Yeah.
Practice.
We're talking about practice?
By the way, the final count on the Eli send-off game, what the fans want.
All right, how many votes?
2,826.
Good number?
Yes.
72%.
80%.
Oh, my God. Wow.
We won an Eli send-off game, 20%, obviously, with no. I'm telling you, man. Daniel Jones... You better retwist that ankle.
Did you vote 400 times more?
I did vote yes once.
You did?
Oh, of course I did.
Can you vote on Twitter on a poll? Can you vote numerous times? So just one and you're done.
That's it. So those very unique votes.
2,800 unique people, 80%?
80%.
How many Russian bots were actually voting on
Zero. Them? We've got the analytics to prove it. It's all Giants fans.
It's all the E-High.
You know what's so funny? And I heard a caller call in yesterday and say how all is Giant fans, this is what they want, and blah, 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 blah. Numerous friends of mine are Giant fans. I can't find one that wants him to play again.
Right, me too.
But yet everybody that calls the station, you got 3,000 votes, 80%. It's really
incredible.
Right. And for my friends, it's been like, been there, done that. It was great. We've moved on. And yet 80%, really something.
And then the second half of the Philadelphia game happened.
Yeah.
If they would have won that game, I think it would have been a totally different story. But it morphed right back into what they were. That's the thing. That's like, I don't, you want to go and watch that.
And let's be fair. Hold on a second. Let's be fair, too. In the second half, remember everybody was killing Shermer for the flea flicker.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video put online by someone? I don't know.
Wide open.
Was it Baldinger that did it?
Yes, wide open.
And if they, I guess it was Nate Solder, I think, if they would have blocked the play,
it would have been perfect.
Running free.
Wide open.
So, to be fair to Shermer, that was a call that would have changed that game.
Yeah, right. See, I think if Eli had won that game on Monday night, he'd be...
Playing this week, probably.
No, I was even going to say it'd be easier for people to say, all right, that was his moment.
Get
that
him out on a high note.
Right, but he dropped the game below 500. It was on the road. He gave you a taste in the first half. It's the Dolphins this week at home. Now I feel like there's more of a chance. Give him one more shot. Get back to 500 record.
You guys look at all this stuff. It doesn't really matter. His credentials are his credentials. They're done with. They're over with.
Matters to the fans, man.
The question for him is, does he want to play somewhere else next year, and does somebody want him? Or does he want to retire as an all-time Giant? I can't speak for him. I don't know. But what I saw on Monday night would be it's time to hang it up because you're not going to get paid $25 million to go play somewhere else.
No way.
That's my point. So I doubt that he's going to go somewhere for $2 million, $4 million. He doesn't want to get into the Ryan Fitzpatrick car wash type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I do think, though, that he's finished, and that's why his family was there and everything else, that this is it. But if Daniel Jones isn't healthy, he's not going to play, and then Eli's the backup quarterback.
He's healthy.
So, what do you mean he's healthy?
He's fine. You heard him say he's fine. He's out there practicing. He's out there practicing. He's playing.
Then it's not a high ankle sprain. Right? Nobody's recovered from a high ankle sprain in a week.
It actually worked out really well. They gave Eli a chance, and Eli went out there, played well for a half, and then that's it.
So you are convinced Eli is not playing in this game. It sounds like it.
You know, you're talking about a guy, first of all, who never missed a game due to injury in his career.
Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden you have this rookie that, you know, tweaked an ankle and missed a game.
Sure.
I mean, shoot the ankle up and get out there and play, kid. You know, our Hall of Fame quarterback has basically done that his entire career.
Okay. But back to the question, you really believe that Daniel Jones is going to be starting? It's not.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Knicks beat the Warriors in overtime after blowing a big lead, 124-122. But a win is a win is a win. They snapped their 10-game losing streak. Marcus Morris had 36 points on 10 of 18 shooting. He was on MSG. He says, this is more like it.
I like our effort. I like the way we played together as a team. Effort came in and played hard, and, you know, we stuck together.
24-13 for Julius Randle. And R.J. Barrett had 22 points and 10 rebounds. Knicks will be in Sacramento tomorrow night to take on the Kings. As for the Nets, they built a big lead early, and they blew it. And they blew it, like, worse, because they wound up losing to the Hornets 113-108. Devontae Graham hit 7 threes. He scored 40 points. Jared Allen says, yeah, we blew it for sure.
You know, it's a wake-up call. You know, after we lose a game like this, you know, credit to them still. But once we lose a game like this, we're going to prepare extra hard for the next game. You know, look at our mistakes and improve on
them. Now, I mocked the Knicks for going 7 of 37 from 3 the night prior. The Nets last night were 10 for 38. And they hit their last couple, otherwise it would have been worse. Joe Harris, I think, started 0 for 6 from 3. Too many threes, but that's what happened. And so they have their 3-game winning streak come to an end. Brooklyn visits Toronto on Saturday. Speaking of Toronto, in Toronto last night, Clippers beat the Raptors 112-92. The return of Kawhi Leonard had 23 as the Clippers win. He also got his championship ring.
Got it after the game, sat in the locker room with it for a little bit, and you know, just admired it and just remember all the memories and, you know, the hard work.
Toronto crowd was chanting MVP for him, so that was kind of cool. The Bucks do not have Giannis Antetokounmpo last night. He sat out. They still win. 16 straight it is for Milwaukee. They beat the Pelicans 127-112. Eric Bledsoe had 29. The Bucks are 22-3, as are the Lakers, who beat the Magic 96-87. And James Harden scores 20 of his 55 in the fourth quarter. Rockets beat the Cavaliers 116-110. Also of note, well, I guess really nothing. Rutgers beat Wisconsin 72-65. Illinois over number 5, Michigan 71-62. The San Jose Sharks fired head coach Pete DeBoer. The Rangers are in San Jose tonight. The Islanders are in Florida tonight against the Panthers.
All right, thank you, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.